go to Masnavi. This Masnavi is made for the people who accept it. Yeah, this was here. You accepted it. Because if you don't accept it, okay. Period. Do we have something to say? Some of them will come and say, you know what? I don't believe in all these nonsenses. I say, okay, let's go and have a glass of wine. So what? Arguing with someone to prove something? Excuse me? How could I prove love? It's not provable. We talked about it right at the beginning. Here they will say, all of this is made for a fellow, a thirsty fellow who is sitting down here and he doesn't miss even a little bubble. Because not only he is listening to Rumi, he is writing down the poetry and will edit it and the next day will bring it to Rumi. This is what it is. This is what he is declaring, that the thirsty fellow should be like this. If you are thirsty for this wisdom, you should seriously work on it. Means, first of all, be like that, to hear the sound of water. 2,000 people are shouting in a feast and something like that, if some of them is saying some good stuff to another one, I listen only to that. Because I'm thirsty. Because I know this is my business, right? Then he brought it that, okay, whatever word, name, even the literature here is your voice. Means the voice of God. This is what we are talking. We are talking about that connection between my soul and the Creator. But remember, I could be two. I could be the monkey, I could be the transformed human beings. This is the choice I have, right? Is that you read Maramaita as Ramaita, but because you have this fleshy existence, you try to remain in what? This is something that in Persian is very interesting. I don't know, in English it's not that funny, but what are you doing with your brain normally? Analysis, right? That's what it is. Means you take this stuff apart to know this one from that one from that one. You know what you cannot do? To put them back together. You know a lot of stuff about this detail, that detail, that detail, but in general you know nothing about humanity. How come? Because all those information are supposed to make that knowledge, right? Here you will say, your physical existence is trying to separate. Yes?
You have recited, thou didst not throw when thou threwest, but you are a body. You have remained in division. Like Belkace, O foolish one, abandon the kingdom of your body for the sake of the prophet Solomon.
Aha! This is the recipe. We talked about Belkace, right? And we explained to you that Belkace is your brain, your logic, right? That lady. And said, okay, this lady is so silly that we sent some gold to Solomon. Rumi said, remember, we don't ask something from you. We want you to be qualified to give you something. Here, this is what that path is. Anyhow, this place should move. And we know that the movement of this Belkace is problematic. You have read this book, didn't you? At least once you read it, didn't you? You will see that the Belkace will move, but is not very comfortable because she is used to the chair she was sitting on. Your brain, your logic is used to the basic of nonsenses that you prepared. That's what it is. You cannot just let it go. Here, he will say, listen, do you remember the Isbalgais? Final recipe was that she should leave her country, give it up, and go to the property of Solomon. Means my logical stuff should give up my physical existence and body, that me, remember, should give up that to do what? To go and hang on to Solomon. Do you remember the Solomon? What it means, Solomon? I repeated it again and again. Salam means peace. Peace be on you. The verb is salama. Islam is becoming in peace with yourself. Taslim is surrendering. Musallam means definitely proven something. And overall, salim, healthy. This is Solomon. We picture a fellow that has done nothing. You know the story of Solomon. Who is Solomon? No one. Someone that God gave him everything. And he doesn't have even duties. He's just kind. Sitting down, listening to the ant, talking to the wind, alone. And everything is listening to him. So, this is the typical successful fellow. This is the only prophet we have that he has only one mistake. What is it? You promise you will read this book. It's in book 4, the story. The story is about a ring. Remember the ring? There is this ring which is given to Solomon by God. This ring has a very special stone. That special stone is something that will burn the eyes of the dragon. Yeah. Do you remember the ego of the dragon here? That love stone will make the dragon blind. Means somebody falls in love, his ego is blind. Finished. He cannot be that selfish fellow he was. This is how it works. Here, I say, for that Solomon, you should quit your field and domain of logic, because we go beyond the logic. Over there, we find qualities. The logical part, which is you separating everything, has a quantity, right? What is the quantity of love? Do you remember? You cannot say 50% love, 90% love. Love or not? That's the absolute. This is the relative. Anyhow, he said, you should let go of your body. Do you remember up there? He said, because you are a body, you divide and you miss all the points. Yes?
I am crying, Lahaul, not on account of my own words, nay, but on account of the false suggestions of the person accustomed to think, who is conceiving in his heart a vain fancy about my words, from the false suggestions and incredulities of thought.
Is he talking about you? Suddenly, Rumi is explaining what Masnavi is, why I'm doing it, what is the goal, and at the end, you know, I say, and you know what? I'm saying lahol. Let's go back. What was the lahol? First of all, the sentence is lahol abalahuvata illa billah illah illa yuradi. Means there is no power except his. Everything turns around that. This is what the simplest meaning of lahol is. Here he will say, I have to say lahol means I'm sorry, excuse me, God. Not because what I'm saying is not bad. There's nothing wrong with it for me to say. You know why I say lahol? You, a fellow whose job is thinking, and nishetish means somebody whose job is thinking. Some people, their job is thinking. Therefore, no matter what you say, they say something. Why? They look at you and they don't understand that you are talking about something, they don't get it. They imagine that, yes, I know what he's talking about. This imaginary stuff that you bring in my speeches, and the sources of this imagination is what? Is vasvas inkarzan. Inkarzan means when you have doubt, you don't accept something, you deny it because you have doubts, right? This is one part of the logical people. When they have some doubts, that doubt for them is enough that you are not wrong, you are not right anymore. The other one is vasvas. Vasvas is being ticky, being like the people that they, when they wanted to wash this, they have to wash it 17 times.
Obsessive.
This obsession and that denying and having doubts will make an imagination in your brain. This is not what I'm trying to tell you. That's why I say lahol. I said, oh lahol, not because what I'm saying, because what you're making out of the speeches I give you, because I know in your brain you are doing it like this. There are some parts that you have doubts. Over there you could deny, and yes, you think that you're perfect and perfectionist. That's how it works. Again.
I am crying lahol, that is, there is no help, because in your heart there is a contradiction of me.
Said, I'm saying lahol, I'm hanging to God, because there is no solution. What can I do? Because in your heart, you are opposing me. So what can I do? The only thing I can do is to give up, because this is not something that I'm here to prove it to you. This is something that some lucky people will find and they try to share it with others. And the others normally, they don't believe it. Yes?
Since my words have stuck in your throat, I am silent. Do you speak your own?
I don't know, the translation was not that harsh. The Persian was harsher than that in meaning. They would say, you know what? Whatever I say, it remains here in you. Means you cannot swallow it. I give you a food, you cannot swallow it. He said, therefore, I keep quiet. You tell me. If you have something to say, say it. Yes?
A sweet flute player was playing the flute. And there's some Latin.
Okay. Before going to Latin and make it more complicated. You know why? Because this is the Victorian culture or behavior. Because the word of... it's a very simple stuff. And he chooses it very carefully. First of all, he went to somebody playing Ney. Do you remember right at the beginning, he said this Masnavi is the Ney, and he is the player. And we heard about all these playing the flute, and we talked even about it, that some of these bamboos, they have the sugar. The other one, they don't, but the other one could be used as a musical instrument. We talked about it a lot, right? Here he goes back and he will say, let me tell you this. There was this fellow playing some flute. Suddenly he farted. Some sound came. The guy took off the bamboo, put